All right, I think I'm smitten. I'm sorry. I'm smitten with Drake Bell. I always was on TV and now in person.
Now in real life, he's even nicer.
I think you're smitten, too.
He's very smittenable, isn't he? Very easy to be smitten by him.
Thank you, Drake.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much.
We are going to talk television, if that's cool with everybody.
Yes.
Because you know who's on the line with us?
Our own Kurt Wagner from TV show Patrol.com. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good. I come with great news for Wendy.
Talk to me.
Your beloved Baskets returns for season two on Thursday.
I'm very excited. My son Michael already informed me of that. He goes, Mom, Baskets. I am so excited. Bill is actually the one who turned me on
to it.
So you should maybe
love it.
Direct that
well,
towards
for both
him.
Of you then.
Yes.
For people who don't know, this is Zach Galifianakis' show. He is a mime. He went to France to study being a mime.
Not a clone.
Things didn't go well. And now he's back in the United States with his mom, played by Louis Anderson.
And really, no makeup, no nothing. It's
right.
Just Louis Anderson. Oh,
right.
Louis Anderson.
In a dress.
Would it be fair, Kurt, to call this show Baskets Bittersweet? Would that be accurate?
I think so.
Yeah.
It is.
It's really sad. I mean, you're laughing, but you almost feel guilty laughing at these tragic events.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heartbreaking is what it is.
Yep. So that comes back, you said, Thursday night, correct?
Yes. Next week, there's a lot of good stuff coming this coming week. So
very good. That's very good news. We didn't get a chance to talk last week. I was away last week. But I told Wendy about a show called The OA, and she watched it and enjoyed it just as much as I did. That's one of those sleeper hits that just kind of comes out of nowhere. It's on Netflix, but a very peculiar show, but an interesting show to watch. Agreed?
I've not actually watched it.
Oh, you got to see it, Kurt.
But it has been kind of getting mixed reviews. Like, some people really love it. Some people really think it's slow and the payoff isn't worth it at the end. And
I don't know if I loved the payoff. I don't know yet.
It's a peculiar finish.
I'm still digesting it, if that makes any sense.
Right.
It's still worth watching because it's very unique, and this is a Netflix original, correct? Like the same people who gave us Stranger Things?
Netflix did know, like they dropped it on a surprise drop. You know, they didn't do any publicity or anything. It was just suddenly there, and everybody was trying to figure out, what is this?
Bill should get commission because you're the one who told me about it. I didn't even ever hear of it.
I saw... I guess, apparently, Kurt, there are other television critics. Somebody told me that. I didn't want to believe it, but it's true.
And
on several of their 10 best lists for the year 2016, I saw a show, and I recognized the names of nearly every show, but I didn't recognize The OA, so I said I should see if it's as good as touted. And I loved it, but it is one of those shows. You know how there's some TV shows that even if you love it like crazy, you go, I can't really recommend this to most people.
Right, you knew immediately I would like it.
It was up your alley, yeah.
But other people, I don't know if I'd recommend that show.
Yeah, it's hard to
almost
sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If it's a difficult show to digest or whatever. I mean, I've had shows like that too where everybody says they're slow and I thought, oh, it was perfect.
May I just interject? And someone has texted us, what does OA stand for? I asked you that too, but Bill's right. We can't tell you.
Well,
or we'd have to kill you.
I actually thought it was a prequel to The OC, but it wasn't.
Somebody wants to know the status of Heartland.
Heartland?
That's what they said.
You seem shocked by that question, Kurt. Why?
Well, I'm trying to think which one is Heartland. Is that the Australian show?
I've never heard of it. I've heard of Homeland.
Yeah,
is that
Homeland
still
comes
on?
Back to Sunday, by the way.
Sunday.
Maybe that's what they mean.
Heartland is a Canadian TV series, and I cannot help.
Well, Kurt, our goal was to only discuss Canadian television with you today, so you're really making us sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. All right, what about this? Tom Hardy.
I believe it's still on in Canada.
Oh, is it? Heartland? All right. That's good news for anyone listening north of the border.
Oh, it's on Up TV here.
Heartland is?
Up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose as long as it's on in Canada, it'll be on Up TV here.
Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it
right.
be? All right, Kurt, hold on, because there's a couple other things we want to discuss with you, including yesterday we did a little segment on a show that both Wendy and I couldn't wait to see, and that's the story of Michael Jackson, Marlon Brando, and Elizabeth Taylor taking a cross-country trip to thwart terrorism. But now there's some sad news about that, and we'll discuss that with you and other topics
next.
It's suspenseful. It's Bill Leff. It's Kurt Wagner. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
We were chatting with Kurt Wagner. Can we continue to do so? TVshowpatrol.com.
All right. Kurt, yesterday on the show, we told the story about a television show that starts out, it's being made by a British television network, and what you have is Joseph Fiennes playing Michael Jackson, and Stockard Channing playing Elizabeth Taylor, and Brian Cox playing Marlon Brando, and it's based on a story about on September 11th, during the attacks, all three of them were so fed up with what they were seeing that they decided to drive across country to New York and help thwart terrorism. Both Wendy and I couldn't wait to see it. We wanted to see it immediately. Now comes word
that
Paris Jackson is so upset about this that the British network that was going to air it is now saying that they're not going to air it. Can they do that? That's not fair. They got us all excited.
The show is called Urban Myths, and they shelved that episode of the show. They did not run it.
Here's why that's hard to believe. They've put out the money. The episode's done. They filmed it. They've paid the actors and the writers and the directors and the crew. Those people are all paid. Cost them a lot of money to make this. We'll see it eventually somewhere, right? They'll put it out on DVD or put it somewhere so we can see it.
I'm sure we'll see it somewhere or in second run, like when it shows up on some streaming service or something like that. But the show's sort of like how Comedy Central's Drunk History is, you know?
I love that show.
Yeah.
Mischievous look at.
I really do.
Yeah.
Folklore, like urban myth folklore. But, I hadn't seen it. But when I saw that Joseph Fiennes was going to play him, I thought that was a little odd, too.
It is.
Although that probably fits in well with the tone of the show.
All right. Tell us about this show with Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's a great actor. You know him from The Revenant. You know him from playing Bane in the Batman movies, and now he has a TV series on FX. It looks really good. What do we need to know about it?
I really liked it. It started this past Tuesday, I think, and it is called Taboo, and it's set in the 1800s in London, and Tom Hardy plays this guy, James Delaney, who was thought missing and dead in Africa, but he comes back on the day of his father's funeral. His father was once a rich man, and very bizarre, and sort of went mad at the end of his life. And everybody was after both his riches and his control of a small island in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tom Hardy's character comes back, and
in your shirt?
You have to use the other end of your phone, Kurt.
That's better. Tom Hardy's character comes back, and wants to take control of his father's stuff, and he sort of declares war on the East India Company, which is trying to get that island from his dead dad.
Sounds
and
good.
It's just this really dark thing. And Tom Hardy was just at TCA this week, and he said that, I don't know if you'll get these references, but he said that Delaney's a cross between Sykes and Oliver Twist, Marlo in Heart of Darkness, and Jack the Ripper.
Oh, three of my all-time favorites. Are there any scenes where Tom Hardy's character is brooding?
Oh, he's always brooding.
He's always brooding, isn't he?
And always a bit scary.
Yeah.
And later on, I think he goes to this island in Canada, and we'll see him sort of in the buff with all kinds of tattoos from Africa on his body.
All right.
Someone wants to know, there was a much-discussed Donald Trump-inspired Law and Order Special Victims Unit that had been pushed back because of the World Series, I believe, or because of other things.
It wasn't the World Series. It was because of how close to reality the episode was.
Well, but they said it was because of the World Series.
Yeah.
Is that ever going to air?
Do you know?
In Canada? I thought it aired already, actually.
Oh, maybe.
I thought it aired just sometime after the election, but maybe it hasn't yet. Let me see if I can find that.
It was supposed to air in October before the election, but got rescheduled for November 16th. And NBC moved the episode again, attributing it to the switch up to the network's reshuffling of original content so the shows didn't go against Game 7 of the World
maybe.
Series.
All right.
Network has not announced a new air date. It's called Unstoppable. It features a Trump-inspired character played by Gary Cole. The wealthy businessman-turned-politician comes undone in the episode after he's accused of rape.
Mm.
That's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It may never air.
Maybe they're going to wait till after the inauguration.
Maybe. Bryan Cranston is involved in a new show called Sneaky Pete with Giovanni Ribisi. Again, I've seen ads, but I don't know much about it. What's going on with that show, Kurt?
Yeah, that starts today, actually, on Amazon. And Giovanni Ribisi plays this con man who gets out of jail, and he assumes the identity of his former cellmate, Pete, and goes and reunites with Pete's estranged family, who apparently he hasn't seen since childhood, so they have no idea that it's not really him, because they don't remember what he looks like. I guess there's no photos or something like that. But his brother, Pete's brother, is involved with Bryan Cranston's character, who's this gangster guy in New York. And so, you know, he's sort of on the run from the gangster, but also trying to save his brother from the gangster. And you know, pull the wool over the eyes of this family so that he can hide out.
Wasn't there a character named Sneaky Pete on Breaking Bad?
Wasn't that
Jesse's friend?
Oh, Skinny Pete.
Oh, darn it.
That's a different
Skinny,
Pete.
Sneaky.
No, these are different Petes, Wendy.
Smelly.
That's the Canadian version. All right. Now, Kurt, what about this? I just saw online yesterday or the day before, they were showing shows that did well, but still, even though they're coming back, will not be on this year. And at the top of that list was Westworld over on HBO, which did really well. And everybody went, we can't wait for more Westworld. But now they're saying there will be at least a year and maybe more before Westworld comes back. Do you know if that's true or not?
It's probably true. I'm sure it takes a lot to get all those folks' schedules worked out, you know, to start filming and probably, you know, production. I mean, there's always production delays for whatever reasons. There's another one of those happening with American Crime Story, The mm-hmm. People versus OJ. The second one, which is about Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and what happened in New Orleans, that is going to be probably not until next year, I think. So there'll be 2 years in between series of that. But then the third one, which is about Gianni Versace's murder.
That was crazy. I remember that being in the news.
That'll premiere like probably 6 months after the Katrina one, because they're going to be able to film one of them sooner than Katrina one involves production delays and everything.
The first show that I think did that was The Sopranos. You'd get a season of The Sopranos, and then you had to wait a year and a half before the next season.
And we waited.
We waited with bated breath, and it always paid off. So maybe that's not the worst thing in the world, is it?
I would say not. You know, what is it? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's what they say. Wow,
or out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, there's that too. There's that too. Well, look at Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't realize till just recently it's been 5 years since the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Been that
it doesn't
long?
Seem that long, does it?
No.
Or they said it will be by the time it comes back.
Although I still watch it every once in a while,
oh,
so I
hysterical.
Feel like that's what's so great about all these, you know, on-demand and streaming things is if you have a taste for something, you can just pull it right up there on the television.
It's always
and
ready.
A lot of people watch those so much later than when they actually aired. Like, I have a friend who's watching all of Breaking Bad now, you know, never watched it on regular television, but they're now streaming the whole thing.
Which kind of makes it hard to talk about because you feel like you really shouldn't give spoilers. I've never seen Mad Men, and someday I will.
Yeah.
So don't spoil
We won't tell
anything.
You what happens. We won't.
Kurt, well, you know, Kurt, I always feel that.
Real quick, because we're out of time, just a yes or no answer will suffice. I sure love the Pope, but I'd love a show about a Pope when he was younger. Do they have any shows
this
like that about
great.
A young Pope?
Yes.
Perfect.
And it's very good.
Doesn't it look good?
Jude Law is the Pope.
Yeah, not a nice Pope.
No,
meanest Pope you will ever meet.
What is this based on?
The Pope. Whoever wrote
the Pope.
It.
All right.
Imagination.
All right. Thank you for that, Kurt. It's Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. He'll answer your TV needs both locally and in Canada. TVShowPatrol.com is the website. Kurt, have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kurt. Can we pause for a moment to celebrate the Bill and Wendy Firehouse Subs lunch break?
We should, yes.
All right, good. You can win a Firehouse Subs gift card. You can win it right now if you're caller 7 at 312-981-7200, caller 7, 312-981-7200. If you don't win the Firehouse Subs gift card from us today, another shot at it next week, but go to a Firehouse Subs and ask for the Bill and Wendy special. You'll get the Hook and Ladder Light under 500 calories stacked with smoked turkey breast. I stuttered on the breast. I was motorboating on the breast.
I used to do that in high school, Wendy.
Virginia honey ham. You're working blue today. Monterey Jack, lettuce, tomato, mayo, deli, mustard, all for just $4.99. Find a Firehouse Sub near you at firehousesubs.com. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Can we congratulate Lorraine from Burbank?
Absolutely. Congratulations, Lorraine. Well deserved. Well deserved. Last month, the Federal Reserve...
No, we can take a break first, and then you can read that.
Everybody stay tuned. I have a Federal Reserve commercial coming. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.